Welcome to the Wildlife Around You Show, a casual nature podcast with your hosts, Blaine
and Lainey,
both nature enthusiasts.
Well, hi there.
Hello.
And hello to you, too. Say hi.
Hi.
Well, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for coming and joining us.
You're welcome.
So what wildlife have you seen lately?
I've seen a cicada that just got out of its shell.
That was pretty cool, huh?
What was it doing?
It was sunning itself so it could get its full wings and it will be able to fly.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What about you, Blaine?
Recently, we had a trip to Delaware, and along one of the rivers there, we saw an osprey nest that had some fledglings in it. And they had, I think, three or four fledglings, and we got to watch it for a while and take some photographs of it. It was pretty cool to see.
It was really exciting, huh?
What about you?
I have seen a lot of damselflies. And, oh, and on that trip, I got to see my very first. It wasn't a tadpole. It was.
It was morphing between a tadpole and a frog.
Where it had legs and a tail. And I got to touch it.
Yeah. It's the first time for me, too, seeing it at that stage.
It was really fun.
And we also saw a rat snake at Delaware.
You did.
We did. Did you touch it?
No.
Oh, only I touched it? It was a very friendly rat snake.
Yeah, that was at a nature center, huh, where they pulled it out for us to see.
Yep.
So what are we going to learn about today?
Roly-polies.
Yeah. They're also known as wood lice, potato bugs, sow bugs, doodle bugs, and pill bugs. But how do you recognize a roly-poly?
Don't eat them.
Don't eat them. No. That's right.
They're not potatoes.
They're not. But what do they look like?
Well,
what color are they?
They're pretty much black. Basically, all of them are black.
Kind of a blackish gray. And do they have a smooth shell, or is it kind of broken into different parts?
Broken into different parts. And it's not really so hard, like a ladybug.
And do they have, like, two legs or a lot of legs?
A lot of legs. It's like 1,000 legs.
We'll get into how many it is, yeah. And what happens if you touch them?
They'll roll up into a ball.
They're actually land-dwelling crustaceans. They're kind of a grayish, and some are even kind of brownish. And they measure usually between a half to an inch in length. And their body's kind of like an oval. And they have 7 pairs of legs. So that means they have 14 legs total. 7 on each side.
That's interesting to know.
Where are pill bugs and roly-polies found?
I usually see them around plants and sidewalks.
Do they like being out in the hot sun? Or do you think they like being under the cool, wet ground?
Cool, wet ground.
Did you know that they are not native to here? They didn't start living here. Somebody from the Mediterranean brought them over here. So roly-polies are native to an area of the world called the Mediterranean. But they were introduced to the New England area of North America. And they spread all across North and South America. They really like forests, gardens, damp and moist areas like leaf litter, under rocks, logs, or decaying vegetation. Pill bugs prefer dark and humid environments to prevent excessive water loss. Because if they get too dry, that's one of the ways they die.
Yeah, because of that, during the day, they go down where it's moist. So they go like under the sidewalks and in holes and cracks. and under things like rocks and logs and plant debris. And they also will sometimes dig little tiny burrows in the soil or use pre-existing tunnels that were made by earthworms or other animals to keep safe from the high heat. With it being so hot right now, do we see lots during the middle of the day?
No, but also they die like worms.
Yep.
Similar, but worms, it's like 5 minutes, but for roly-polies, it's longer.
Yeah, roly-polies can last a little longer when it's hot and dry, huh? Mm-hmm. Earthworms, not so long.
Yeah.
Did you know that they are mostly nocturnal? They don't like being awake and active during the day. They like to do it at night. Do you think it's because it's cooler at night?
Yeah, and also they can...
Yep. Are they fast or are they slow moving?
They're slow with all those legs to carry.
Yep.
What happens if you touch them, though? Do they speed up?
No, since they have the ability to roll up in a ball, they... Oh, fill up a tuba.
Every once in a while, they'll run. They'll start moving faster. But most of the time, they just roll up into a tight ball, which is where they got their name, roly-poly or pill bug. And they eat decaying organic matter, which is like dead plants.
And also and potato bug.
Yep.
Because it looks like a potato.
Yep. And they also eat decaying animals.
Does decaying mean?
It means ones that have died.
And are falling apart and turning back into dirt.
Yep.
Roly-polies help them turn into dirt. So pill bugs have a unique method of reproduction called pseudocopulation. That means that the male pill bug deposits sperm packages onto a female's body, which she then collects and uses to fertilize her eggs. The female carries the fertilized eggs in a brood pouch on her underside until they hatch into small, tiny, immature pill bugs. The young pill bugs resemble miniature versions of the adults and undergo a series of molts to grow. So the little tiny ones we see, those are young pill bugs. And then sometimes we see big ones, huh?
Yeah.
And those are old ones. Who do you think would like to eat pill bugs? Not us, but who?
Yeah, they're not potatoes.
What do you think eats them?
Birds?
Mm-hmm. Do you think any lizards would want to eat them?
Maybe, and maybe some spiders.
Mm-hmm. They get caught in spider nests or spider webs regularly around here. What about frogs? Mm. Tasty treat for frogs, like chicken nuggets.
Yeah, but they do not eat chicken.
Nope.
That's more of a human thing. Basically, it's chicken, and so they would probably just eat a real-life chicken, Dad.
What do they try to do to protect themselves?
Roll up into a ball.
Can some of the animals still eat them even though they roll up, though?
Yeah. So that doesn't always help. That just helps them get scared.
Pill bugs are mostly scavengers, so they don't kill their own food. They just eat, like we said, the decaying.
They eat other animals that are already dead.
Yep, and then plant material, dead and insects, fungus, and organic debris. So stuff that is natural that's breaking down. They are very important in breaking down and recycling organic matter into our ecosystems. Pill bugs have specialized mouth parts for grinding up food and extracting the nutrients. So one of the fun facts that Dad already said is they are not an insect. They are land-dwelling crustaceans, which are related to lobsters and shrimp.
That is cool.
It is cool. They are one of the few crustaceans that have adapted to life on the land and not in the ocean. They breathe through modified gills located under their exoskeleton, which allows them to extract oxygen from the air. And contrary to popular belief, pill bugs are not harmful to humans and do not bite or sting. I'd never heard that.
Some people worry about them. That don't touch it. It'll bite you or sting you. But they're harmless to us. As long as we don't eat them.
We don't need to eat them, but they won't hurt us.
Yeah.
So they are often used to study in biology in classrooms and observe their behavior and learn about adaptations. What do you want to say?
They can be pests sometimes and cause problems in some homes and to agricultural crops if they get out of hand. And if one loses its legs, it can grow it back in just a few weeks. And you're going to love this fun fact. Pill bugs typically drink through their mouths, but also have the ability to drink using their rear end if needed.
Their butt? They drink through their butt, so they drink poop.
They don't drink poop. They don't drink poop. They just have that if they need to. They can drink in through their bottom.
Yeah, that's gross.
And the other thing is when pill bug blood is exposed to oxygen, it will show up as blue, not red like ours, because it contains hemocyanine like other crustaceans instead of hemoglobin like we do. And that's because it contains copper. And if you ever see a bright blue or purple pill bug, it's a sign that it has a virus and is sick.
Oh. Poor little pill bug.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a fun fact that they drink through their butt. I think that's a gross fact.
It's silly.
It is gross and kind of silly.
Is there anything else you want to say about roly-polies?
Hopefully you can find one for yourself to see. And you can catch it in a bug's net and look at it.
Yeah.
That would be a great way to observe it. And then release it back where you found it, huh?
Uh-huh. So you can still be kind to them.
Right. Well, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you later.
We hope you feel inspired to be someone who is more aware of the nature around you. We also hope that you have enjoyed this episode and learned something new about wildlife that may be around you.
For more information about getting outdoors and to see our photos and videos of the wildlife we talked about, follow us on Instagram at @aporterexplorer and Get Outside Daily.
To ensure you don't miss a future episode, be a subscriber to our podcast. A new episode comes out weekly.
If you really liked it and are willing, please be one of our favorite people and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'd love to see what you have to say. It helps spread the word so more can enjoy what is around them.
And don't forget to tell your friends about what you've learned with us. Everyone wins when we spend more time with nature.
You can find show notes for all our episodes at aporterexplorer.com/podcast. Until next time, we encourage you to get outside daily to see what is around you and to get back to nature.